on?
And the curtain.
All right, we're back on the record. And Mr. Simpson, at this time, do you want to address the what we left off with?
Yes, thank you, Your Honor. During the break, Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacco and I had an opportunity to confer. And to Commissioner Calk's question with respect to rate recovery and the purpose of the ADP, I just wanted to remind the Commission that in our rate case settlement, we had made certain agreements that does affect the force of an ADP for projects like these. These projects are power purchase agreements, therefore we recover them through the fuel clause. And as part of the rate case settlement, and I'll just read it to you, the parties agree that Commission granting an ADP for all future PPAs over 50 megawatts is required before such costs are included in the company's FCR for recovery. And so without an ADP, we cannot put it into the fuel clause. We don't have an opportunity to go seek that kind of recovery in a rate case or something like that. And I just wanted to make that clear for the record.
Thank you. Mr. Hsu, anything further from advocacy staff at this time?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Mr. Simpson, the NSP have anything further at this time?
We have no further witnesses, no.
Okay. We ready to move on to closing statements?
Sure.
Okay. Yes, anything, Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacco, anything further?
Not for me, thanks.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Simpson.
Thank you, Your Honor. Commissioners, I don't have anything prepared, but I do want to thank you for your time and attention to this matter. I think we've talked not only about this resource, but a lot of the other things that are pending before the Commission. I want to just really echo what Ms. McCartan said in her opening statement. You know, this ADP before you and the underlying reasons why we're here are part of a larger group of items that are going on. We're in, as Mr. Diller had said on the stand, we're in continuous discussions with staff to go try to reach a more long-term solution to the diversion energy policies. And wherever you may land on this ADP, we respectfully do request that you leave your order just on our request in this docket. And the reason we ask for that is really just so that we have an opportunity without real constraints to try to craft a long-term solution to the divergent energy policies that are before the Commission in a way that we think can work for both the Commission, our North Dakota customers, our Minnesota customers, and the company as well. Thank you very much.
Mr. Hsu?
There's been a lot of information that's been submitted today, and we've heard a lot from both sides. And I think it's very clear where advocacy staff stands on this matter. I don't think an extended closing is really needed. I just respectfully request that this advanced determination prudence be denied.
Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacco, any closing comments?
None from me, thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Calk?
Just thank everyone for the work put into this today. I learned a lot about solar energy today. We were just talking off the cuff on break. It'd be nice to see one of these solar plants that's in operation just because this issue is going to continue to be in front of a lot of different venues. Lana, if you could help remind me that let's add this work session to scheduling for our meeting next week so we can get a work session scheduled. I don't anticipate a long work session, but I think we can get some clarification and then we can get a vote out pretty quick on this.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
I'll just echo Commissioner Kalk's thoughts and thanks to all sides and for all the additional work that was put in on the testimony and rebuttal testimony and surrebuttal testimony in advance to really explore all of these issues, these emerging issues and the broader package of challenges that we're all dealing with here between our two states. It's great to have a solar project in front of us. I think it's interesting. I in some respect, regret that it's a project that is here before we actually need it. But I think it'll be the first of, you know, many to come, I'm sure. And I'll look forward to working through this quickly and getting an answer to the company so we can move forward on the next big pieces of the puzzle.
Commissioner Chrisman?
There was some discussion earlier about a decision as quickly as today. It doesn't sound like it's going that route, but even looking at next week, to me, the timing of any decision has to somewhat revolve around when we get the the rest of the exhibits. We asked for some late filed exhibits, so I definitely want to hold my decision off until I see all of the information that's going to be a part of the case. So I don't know the timing of getting those prepared and submitted. The other thing I just want to say is about this and other cases of ADP. I think the companies are taking ADPs to a level that was never intended by the legislature. I remember numerous discussions about the whole idea of putting in the law the commission's ability to grant advanced determinations of prudence. And we were talking about, in those days, we were talking about things like the ADP that we currently have down at Big Stone, where it's a almost impossible thing to predict with certainty how long it's going to take, what the rules of the game are going to be during the process and by the end of it, or building a new baseload power plant of the old coal plants where there's years of construction, and in that time environmental rules change and things like that, and so they end up doing different things. Now we're looking at ADPs on projects where the timing is pretty certain, the price is fairly certain, the end product is fairly certain, and the company is wanting this commission to come in and guarantee those kinds of business decisions in advance. And I don't think that, well, I'm not going to say I don't think, that was certainly not my intention when I voted for the Public Service Commission to have the authority to grant advanced determinations of prudence. I don't think it was most of the legislature's thought of projects like this qualifying for ADPs. And so I just will say I come in to this whole case, as well as other ADP cases, from that general philosophy that this really isn't the type of project that I think most of us had in mind when the whole plan was created. Nothing else.
Thank you. And there are three late filed exhibits to be identified as NSP exhibits 8, 9, and 10. Just so everybody's on the same page, I believe exhibit 8 would address the penalty for not complying with the Minnesota's 1.5% solar standard mandate. And exhibit number 9 would be the Minnesota solar curve, and I believe you were going to supply an explanatory narrative with that as well. Is that correct?
That's correct, Your Honor.
Okay. And exhibit number 10 was the response to the question whether or not the litigation costs on a contract could be passed on to the ratepayers. And those are the late filed. How soon do you think you can apply those?
We can get them to the commission sometime next week.
Okay. And go ahead.
Excuse me, Your Honor. That last one was my request, and I'm not looking for a legal memo on can they be. I'm looking for has NSP ever recovered litigation costs in a contract dispute in a power purchase or fuel adjustment?
Sure. And
thank you.
Would the commission prefer proposed findings and proposed order as well?
Always. Okay. Doesn't have to be long, though.
And that could be submitted next week as well, or is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Interesting what you propose.
All right. And with that, we will conclude the public hearing in this matter. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.